Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my WordPress Help Desk. This is your host, Ken Freeman, and for the next 15 minutes, I want to invite you to join me for all things WordPress. In addition to the hottest news about WordPress from our many friends in the WordPress community, later in this podcast, I'm going to be giving you the latest update about WordPress hosting. With everyone saying that they offer WordPress hosting, how can you know who can handle your WordPress site the best? What difference does paid speed delivery make to your WordPress success? Find out in this week's podcast of my WordPress Help Desk. Remember, this podcast is sponsored by our incredibly lightning-fast WordPress hosting, which offers full WordPress support. For more information, simply visit hosting-master.com. Our site, dashkeeper.com, services offer full WordPress support to all of those sites, including those WordPress sites that we do host and the sites that we don't host. And it offers WordPress site editing and maintenance on demand or on contract, no matter where you're hosted. In fact, you'll be shocked to learn how little it will cost to have your own virtual WordPress webmaster assigned to your own WordPress site for the ongoing maintenance of your WordPress site. And of course, if you're looking for a webmaster who knows WordPress inside out, ready to build your next new project from the startup, call wpsite-makers.com and have us quote on your next project. So before we dig into the news, visit hosting-master.com, site-keeper.com, and wp-sitemakers.com. And remember, if you want to ask a question about WordPress for use on this podcast, call 903-926-2607 or email support@mywphelpdesk.com. Now, I can't wait to tell you about the hosting test results of 16 of the world's major WordPress hosts, and you're not going to believe the results. Just wait. But first, the news. In the news this week, WP Tavern is continuing to mention something that I mentioned last week, and that was the one-click install of Simple Cache. And I want to remind you that if you're looking for a great caching program that will not interfere with other plugins like WooCommerce or your other forms of security, check out Simple Cache in the WordPress plugin repository or read more about it over at WPTavern.com. Users who are updating Google Analytics for WordPress by Yoast are discovering a menu item with a green monster icon in their WordPress backend. That's because Syed Valknia, founder of the WPBeginner.com, has acquired it for an undisclosed amount and renamed it to Monster Insights. Yoast DeValk, founder of the Yoast.com, says that the company is focusing on its core offerings surrounding SEO and that the plugin no longer fits in its roadmap. WP Tavern also mentioned Font Awesome 4.60 adds new accessibility icons category. Dave Gandy, the Font Awesome creator, announced the release of version 4.60 this week. The open source vector icon collection is used on approximately 60 million websites, including high-profile sites like WhiteHouse.gov, TheBeatles.com, and WashingtonPost.com, and more than 300 plugins on WordPress.org and dozens of themes already use Font Awesome in some way. Over at ThePlanet.wordpress.com, version 3.1.10 of the Askimut plugin for WordPress is now available. This update fixes a bug that would cause some comments caught up in spam to end up in the pending queue, and it would also fix the history entries of comments caught by WordPress's built-in comment blacklist in WordPress 4.4 and later. Let's Encrypt is now out of beta. Sarah Gooding on April 13th of this year reported that Let's Encrypt announced the project is exiting beta this week. The initiative, which aims to encrypt 100% of the web by making trusted certificates available to everyone at no cost, launched its beta 7 months ago, and since their beta in September 2015, they've issued more than 1.7 million SSL certificates. Here at hosting-master.com, we are proud to offer Let's Encrypt to any WordPress-hosted site that needs encryption. It works great, and the only downside is that every 90 days, you have to reissue the certificate, reinstall the certificate, rather than once a year. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's news. Remember, to stay informed, bookmark mywphelpdesk.com or subscribe right here at blogtalkradio.com. And remember, you can also listen to all of our recorded archives over at someonecaresradio.com. Well, in today's WordPress Focus, here's what I'm going to cover, how hosting of your WordPress matters. Let's get started. In the world of hosting, everyone seems to be migrating to WordPress hosting, but believe me, all hosting is not the same. As you may know, that over the past few months, I have been testing the front page of several major hosts, and the results now speak for themselves. Frankly, I have been shocked to see how poorly major brands are running their own WordPress sites. The tests were created using gtmetrics.com. I think one of the best analytical sites for measuring your WordPress and website performance. The test was run on our front page, and then over the course of the next couple of months, I've also tested the big names in hosting like WP Engine, Pantheon, Get Flywheel, Hostgator, DreamHost, Media Temple, 1&1, and many, many others. And you can see the actual results that show each of the hosts' page speed rank, YSLO page speed rank, and actual download speed over at https://hosting-master.com/hosting-master-fastest. The problem that I found is that every one of these hosts advertise heavily that they provide WordPress hosting. They all use the term fast WordPress hosting. They all point to SSD storage, but when you see the actual results, I don't think that their hype matches their results. Now, coming in at number 16, that's our last place out of the test so far. The number 16 had a page speed rank of A and a YSLO rank of D, but it had a horrifically slow page download speed of 18.1 seconds. And who was this last place host provider? The one who has the slowest speed of all? None other than the infamous Media Temple. Their site promotes hosting without the headaches. But friends, running at 18.1 seconds download speed creates one of the worst headaches any WordPress user faces. Why? Because Google says that for every second over 2 seconds page speed download, you lose visitors dramatically. And I guess that's why all of these companies are advertising so much. All I know is it's woe to any WordPress client who buys into their very slow hosting. In the number 15 slot, with a page speed ranking of B and a YSLO ranking of D, with a page speed download speed of 13.3 seconds, 5 seconds faster than Media Temple, was this place that was called hosting.com. They claim on their website to offer flexible, scalable WordPress hosting, but friends, with a 13.3 second page speed low and costing $250, $1,500, or $5,000 monthly to host your WordPress, I don't think they're delivering any WordPress clients the best value of hosting by any means. Now, for our 14th position, there's a group over in South Carolina called Red Font Marketing. They claim to build WordPress websites for pregnancy centers. They lease out their hosting that they claim to be the best in the marketing and hosting and web building and SEO for all of their centers. Well, they came in 14 in the ranking level because their own website, while it had an A page speed rank and a C YSLO rank, their page download speed was an 8.5 seconds. Now, what do they claim? They claim interruptive communications and marketing and websites, but they don't tell people that they really just host on resold VPSs. And the sad part is that even though they're hosting on the same data center that Hosting-Master is hosting, they are pitifully slow compared to the fact that our hosting is so much significantly faster. Now, in the 13th position was 1&1. 1&1 came in number 13 with a page speed ranking of B and a YSLO ranking of C with a 6.9 page speed download speed. Now, their claim is that they are the best in cloud hosting and claim to offer SSD WordPress hosting. But if they do, my guess is they're missing something because their own WordPress site is cranking down really, really slow in just barely 6.9 0.9 seconds. Now, that is faster than the people we've just talked about significantly, but it's still much slower than Google wants you to be. Now, shock of all shocks is in number 12. The number 12 position of this test is held by WP Engine, who claims to be a major WordPress host, claiming fast hosting. Yet look at their results. Page speed ranking of B, a YSLO ranking of D, with a 6.6 second page download. They claim to be the WordPress hosting perfected, but friends, their results speak for themselves. Now, I'm sure you've seen on Facebook and other places ads for Pantheon, who claim to be the most upscalable hosting on the planet. They actually landed in the 11th position with a Google PageSpeed ranking of C and a YSLO ranking of D with an actual page download speed of 6.4 seconds, but they claim to be the fastest Drupal and WordPress hosting on the planet, according to their ads, but they are 6.4 seconds to download their own front page. What will it be for your site, my friend? Our 10th place winner was the big boy of secure hosting, Rackspace, who proclaim themselves to be the best of fanatical support and high-speed, upscalable WordPress hosting. Their actual Google PageSpeed ranking was A, and their YSLO was a D, with a page speed of 6.3. They advertise expertise comes standard and website hosting that scales. But again, their results put them at 10th place in our testing. Our 9th place winner was a group called Host My Site. They claim to offer WordPress one-click hosting, and their Google ranking was B, and YSLO ranking was C, with a page speed of 5.3 seconds. They claim to be a small business host offering nothing but shared hosting. So again, is that the best deal for you who need WordPress? In 8th was Get Flywheel. They had a download speed of 4.5 seconds. Then again, in 7th place was DreamHost with only 4.2. SiteGround came in number 6 with a 4.2 page speed. 5th position was held by HostGator, but again, HostGator running on the Enduring Enterprise servers in Provo. HostGator cannot be called dependable any longer. The reality is that they can't even take care of their Google PageSpeed ranking or YSLO ranking, which was both in a D. Now, Pagely came in at number 4 that actually beat HostGator, but theirs is a speed that comes in around 3.6, but it's still slower than Google wants you to be. DigitalOcean came in at number 3, and theirs was actually in the number 3 position because they came in exactly at 3.0 seconds. iPage came in at the number 2 position because they were the first out of all 16 sites that had a page speed below 3 seconds. It was 2.9, and it claims to offer the WordPress experience you have been looking for. But you see, I must say that out of 16 of these hosts, only one has come in under 3 seconds, and he's in the number 2 position. So now let's find out who's the number 1 winner, and the winner was, drum roll please, in the number 1 position was our sponsor, our company, Hosting Dash Master, is the fastest, with an A ranking in Google PageSpeed, an A ranking in YSLO, and a page download speed of 1.3 seconds, faster than all the big boys of hosting. So there you have it, 16 major WordPress hosts, and yet Hosting Master is the number one fastest WordPress hosting on the planet, second to none. So what can you take away from today's WordPress Help Desk podcast? Call hosting-master.com. Now, remember, if you need help, call me this week at 903-926-2607 or email me at support@mywphelpdesk.com. Listen again next week for another edition of my WordPress Help Desk, as we will be here every Saturday at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe while you're here and discover all of our archives over at someonecaresradio.com. Thanks for listening. Been listening to my WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.